Welcome to this guided session to calm and clear your mind after a long day of work. Please make yourself as comfortable as you can. Gently close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath for a few moments. Perhaps sometimes you wish that there was an off button for your mind. An overly busy mind can halt us in many ways throughout our lives. Imagine that your mind is represented by a river with waters that sometimes flow slowly when there is a lack of rain, or sometimes very quickly, depending on the weather and the time of year. After a busy day, it is normal for the mind to be a bit restless. So let's take a moment and just acknowledge how quickly is the river of your mind flowing right now. From The Alchemist, the boy's name was Santiago. Dusk was falling as the boy arrived with his herd at an abandoned church. The roof had fallen in long ago, and an enormous sycamore had grown on the spot where the sacristy had once stood. He decided to spend the night there. He saw to it that all the sheep entered through the ruined gate, and then laid some planks across it to prevent the flock from wandering away during the night. There were no wolves in the region. But once, an animal had strayed during the night, and the boy had had to spend the entire next day searching for it. He swept the floor with his jacket and lay down, using the book he had just finished reading as a pillow. He told himself that he would have to start reading thicker books. They lasted longer and made more comfortable pillows. From The Book of Joy, the ultimate source of happiness is within us. Not money, not power, not status. Some of my friends are billionaires, but they are very unhappy people. Power and money fail to bring inner peace. Outward attainment will not bring real inner joyfulness. We must look inside. Sadly, many of the things that undermine our joy and happiness, we create ourselves.